Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a recording of an Easter and Ascension sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Pentecost Sunday, May 27th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Easter and Ascension sermons. Now, when you make your gift, please indicate whether you want a downloadable version or a CD of these sermons. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us during the Easter season.
I remember this happened a couple times when I was a kid. The big service at the church would be too big for the regular worship space. I know I'm using that generic term, worship space. If I use the word sanctuary, then that'll get me in trouble too. So the regular worship space was too small for the size of the crowd, and they set up overflow rooms. And as soon as the technology was capable of doing it, and it was pretty early on, you could go to the overflow room and you would listen. That was all you could do in those days. You could listen to the service via the public address system that was spread throughout the church building. Now, you couldn't be in the service itself, but you could listen. So people sat dutifully in rows in the overflow room, and they listened. Well, with the advent of video technology, it was not a big leap to put a screen in there, and then you could watch it, usually via just a direct video link on a pretty small screen. The screens got bigger, the video got better. And now, you don't even need a direct connection. You can just stream the video into an overflow room, or maybe your overflow room might be, 20 miles away, the other side of the country? Nowadays, it's not unusual for congregations, Christian congregations, to have satellites that cross state lines, that cross the country, maybe even in different countries. What do you make of this technology to stream your service wherever you want to stream it? Now, there's a story that I want to play from you from CNN, a little smaller scale than that, during audio open lines here in the last half hour of Issues Etc. on this Monday afternoon. The story is about a Tulsa church that is streaming streaming its service on Sunday morning into a local bar. The bar is called the Drunk Monkey Tavern. The bar owner decided it wouldn't be a bad idea. He serves breakfast, he serves coffee, the screen is set up, they stream the church service, and the people are there to eat, drink coffee, and worship at the same time. It works out great for everybody all around. I got a couple questions for you during audio open lines. What's your general reaction to a church streaming a service into a bar? What is your general reaction to this use of the technology that has kind of come upon us gradually, where it's not considered unusual at all, that if you don't want to go to church, you don't have to go to church? I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen sooner or later. Maybe it already has, where instead of going to church at all, you can just lay in bed. We've got a television in our bedroom, and if I knew the right channel and knew the right connection, heck, I could just stay in bed on Sunday morning and watch the live stream of church from there. We have satellite congregations all over the place where you don't actually go to gather where the worship is taking place. That may be 25 miles, 100 miles away, but you do watch it on the big screen. 1-877-623-6943. It is Monday afternoon, April the 30th. This is Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc. And my question for you, what do you make of, first of all, the satellite congregations, and then if one, it's not a big congregation, it's just a few people in their biker clothes, eating breakfast, drinking coffee at the Drunk Monkey Tavern in Tulsa, watching this live stream of a local church service. Now, it is not kind of your typical traditional church service. It's what you would expect with the live stream service. There's lots of yelling, and there's lots of, I want you to get on your feet. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to leave your reaction, your questions, and your comments. Facebook.com/issuesETC. Facebook.com/issuesETC. Send us an email right here in real time in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet @issuesETC. Now, here's the story from CNN. It's short. Listen carefully, and then I want to hear from you. What do you make of this church that is streaming its worship stream? It's an interesting term. It's worship stream to a bar in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Drunk Monkey Tavern. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC.
It's not your typical church setting. No sanctuary to speak of, not a Bible in sight.
Get out of here, you scream!
But the most unconventional part of all, a church service live streamed into a little bar called the Drunk Monkey Tavern.
We're excited that you guys are a part of this right now.
The pastor, Eastman Curtis, who's a little unconventional himself, admits even he was hesitant at first.
I thought, oh my gosh, in a bar? I mean, really? Have church in a bar?
But the bar owner, Joe Bean, said why not?
This would be more of a California sort of thing to do, but that doesn't mean we can't do it in the Bible Belt.
Bean's plan to bring the pulpit to his patrons is clearly working. The bar is full of folks who otherwise might never set foot in a church.
Some people don't have their Sunday best. They just have what they have. So they get a chance to come here and don't get judged and get a chance to worship the Lord.
Keep in mind, the bartender is not here mixing drinks and serving beer, but instead it's breakfast and coffee and a message that worship is welcome anywhere.
All right, that's part of the story. We'll get the rest of it to you in just a minute from CNN. A church in Tulsa, its live worship stream is going to the Drunk Monkey Tavern on Sunday mornings. They're eating breakfast. They're drinking coffee. They haven't broken out the booze yet, but they're there for the worship service. I want to know what you think about it. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. I was struck. It kind of tickled me a little bit to hear that the pastor there of the church that's being streamed live into the bar, Eastman Curtis, is considered by the reporter there a little unconventional. Now, I would think that probably would apply to, that's a new goal for pastors nowadays, don't you know? You can't be conventional anymore because you got to be a little unconventional. I think that's the kind of the ideal toward which a lot of these pastors are striving toward, to be unconventional, to do things in an unconventional. It may work or not work. It may actually serve the purposes of the gospel or not, but the goal above all, is to be unconventional. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. I personally don't see the appeal, to tell you the truth. I don't mind sitting in a bar. I see the appeal of sitting in a bar and having breakfast and coffee. That's great. I don't see the appeal of watching this on video. Maybe it's just me. I'm not that big of a fuddy-duddy. I watch a lot of things on video. But when I was a kid, and they made us go listen in the overflow room when it was just that little speaker, and we had to listen to the service, I hated it. And if I had to get stuck in an overflow room at a particularly large worship service with the video screen, I didn't like it. And I don't know why anyone would, but that's just me. What about you? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org or send us a tweet @issuesETC. Visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issues. ETC. Here's the rest of the story from CNN.
It's not like we're all in here knocking back shots or whatever. We came for a certain purpose, you know, to watch church, and that's what we're going to do.
As with anything, this unorthodox idea is catching flak from critics who say that a so-called sinful place, such as a bar, is no place for a sermon. But the congregation here says the bar is just as good a place as any.
I can understand if people are a little skeptical at the thought of a place called the Drunk Monkey being a place where you would find the gospel, and yet God is just as alive here as he is anywhere.
All right, that's the story from CNN. Now I want to hear from you. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon. It's April the 30th. The question I have for you, what's your general reaction to a congregation that streams its worship service to the Drunk Monkey Tavern in Tulsa? They do have a following. They do have a crowd. Maybe they come for the breakfast. Maybe they come for the coffee, but they're coming nonetheless. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Just a thought before I go to the callers, you know Willow Creek Community Church in South Barrington, Illinois, the big the big mega church there? You know how they got started? They got started in a movie theater. The reason they're called Willow Creek is because the name of the movie theater was Willow Creek. They just kept the name when they went from being a youth group that met in a movie theater to a church that eventually became one of the biggest mega churches in the United States. They just kept the name Willow Creek. What about this little congregation here? What if it grows into something? Will it keep the name Drunk Monkey Tavern? Willow Creek kept their name. Would it be Drunk Monkey Community Church? I don't know. That's unconventional. Let's go to Millie, who's listening in St. Louis. Hi, Millie.
Hi. I wouldn't like it, period. But it's bad enough that if you're a shut-in, you know, you can worship and watch TV, too, you know. But when you have to go to something like that, number one, what are we going to do with the hymns like, "To Thy Temple I Repair"? How about that one?
It's a good question.
And then there was My Church, My Church, My Dear Old Church. There's that one. And it's not really a hymn, but it was a song from long ago. We used to hear it many years ago. There's a little brown church in the valley, you know, something like that.
Millie, thanks for listening in St. Louis. Well, I mean, if you're just getting it via the stream, maybe we'll have some of those songs about the screen. My screen, my dear old screen at the Drunk Monkey Tavern where I go on Sunday morning. Let's see what Joshua's thinking. He's listening in Kentucky. Hi, Joshua.
Hello. Two things. One, I think that a video stream should not be a way for this sermon to be there. I think the pastor should be there. But also another issue that raises up with a church and a bar is I know in my state you have to be 21 to enter a bar. And I remember this guy named Jesus saying, "Let the little children come to me." Have they forgotten that?
That's a very interesting point. You know, there's a place near here with reportedly some of the best bar food in the entire region. And we never go there, not because it isn't reportedly great, but it's because we'd like to take our kids and you can't take them in because they got to be 21. Now, what if that were the case with church on Sunday morning where you went in and there was the pastor on the screen, not there present? We're talking about a church in Tulsa that streams its live worship service into the Drunk Monkey Tavern and getting your reaction during audio open lines, issues, etc. We'll be right back with more of your thoughts and comments.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Thanks for supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through the charitable grant program Thrive and Choice. We received more than $15,000 last year through Thrive and Choice. Our goal this year is to raise more than $20,000 through Thrive and Choice. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio, look for the Thrivent logo under the donate page at issuesetc.org. Please support Issues Etc. in 2012 with Thrivent Choice.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
No gimmicks, no shticks, just straightforward preaching and teaching in accord with Scripture and the Lutheran Confessions. By the book liturgy, right from the hymnal. No glitz, just Christ crucified for sinners like us. We're Grace Lutheran Church in Racine, Wisconsin. Come receive God's gifts with us. Find out more about us at Grace Lutheran Racine, that's all one word, issuesetc.net. And like you, we're proud supporters of Issues Etc.
It's Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. It's playing right now at Lutheran Public Radio. Now, there is a good use of the internet stream. LutheranPublicRadio.org, sacred music for the world, and all through the season of Easter, the 50 days of Easter, you can listen 24-7 to sacred Easter music from the church at LutheranPublicRadio.org, LutheranPublicRadio.org. You know, it actually occurs to me that there's a right use, a salutary use of the technology, and then there are more questionable uses of technology, which brings us to the subject of our audio open lines. Is it a salutary use of the technology to stream a worship service to a group of people in whatever room? It doesn't have to be a bar. It could be any place, so that they can watch your service on the screen. There's something a little Gnostic about that. Gnosticism is an ancient Christian heresy that drove a wedge between the physical and the material. Is it really church if the church is the body of Christ gathered around the physically gathered around the word and sacrament? Sacraments are things that are physical. We come into contact with them. Is it really church if it's just an image flickering on a screen? 1-877-623-6943. It's audio open lines. The story from a Tulsa church that has decided to stream its worship service to a Tulsa tavern, the Drunk Monkey Tavern there in Oklahoma. 1-877-623-6943. Susan is listening in Sussex, Wisconsin. Thanks for waiting on the line, Susan.
Hi. You said one of the things that I was thinking about, what do they do about sacraments? I mean, you can't have any sacraments if it's all like digitally going through the airwaves. I have had, like, when Synodical Convention streamed their worship service, or when call services are streamed, that makes me uncomfortable. You know, I want to listen, and you can get something out of it, but it's not the same. Jesus came and he touched people. He talked to people. There was a real physical contact there, and you don't get that with, you know, online worship.
Susan, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. You know, I watched some baseball over the weekend, but I wasn't there. I watched the game on television, but I wasn't there. I didn't smell the hot dogs. I did not have a chance to go down to the wall and maybe get a few autographs before the game. I watched it. I wasn't there, much less participated in it. Now, why is it that the church says, hey, it's okay, you don't have to be there, you can just watch it on television, and it's the same thing? It's not the same thing when it's football or baseball or hockey. I'm going to probably watch the political conventions this summer of both of the major parties in the United States. But it would be blatantly dishonest of me to say I attended the Republican National Convention, or I attended or participated in the Democratic National Convention, because I didn't. I wasn't there. I just watched it on television. Still time for your reaction to a church streaming its Sunday morning worship services to a local bar. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or you can give us a call right now. We're coming to you live, 1-877-623-6943. Tom in San Angelo, Texas says, a friend of ours some 45 years ago had an interesting Bible class in a bar. He was a recent convert and was highly impressed with the Lutheran Hour at the time. That's a famous Lutheran radio program. on Monday afternoons, he would regularly stop at a local bar, the Yellow Rose, in Odessa, Texas. That's a great name for a Texas bar, by the way. And meet a number of his friends for an after-work beer. He said that he had invited the friends to come to church with him with no success, so he suggested that they all listen to the Lutheran Hour on Sunday and then discuss the next afternoon around the table in the Yellow Rose. This went on for several years with the bartender joining in on the discussion. Not very conventional, says Tom in Texas, but an interesting way to spread the word. You know, I actually have no problem with a church that would meet in a bar. None whatsoever. The pastor shows up, brings his pulpit or whatever he needs, that there are going to be real preaching there, real sacraments administered in a bar. I don't even have a problem with the congregation sticking around after the service for a beer and a hamburger. So why is it that we think that watching worship on a screen is the same thing as being there, as participating in it? Joe says, based on the clips of the actual service that the Tulsa church was playing there, why not have it in a bar? I think his point is it wasn't much of a church service, so maybe it belonged in a bar. Carrie in Minnesota says, I agree that it's not the best location. I remember having to sit in our church basement for a former pastor of mine's funeral service, and I was very disappointed that I was unable to be in church. I felt left out. Yet I still was glad that I could at least hear it all at the time. So in very rare circumstances, it might be okay. But to say that a bar can be like being in a sanctuary, I actually can see people sitting around cracking jokes about the service and what's happening instead of really listening to it. I'd rather see people visiting with people in a bar and asking them to join them for real church on Sunday morning. The Holy Spirit can lead them in. This seems to keep them out. Or maybe, you're right there, Carrie, maybe give them an excuse to remain out. David in Chicago says, streaming services off-site is really not that new. There have been church services on TV for years. Yes, that's true. And it's still not going to church, is it? You watch Joel Osteen on a weekday or a weekend? Did you actually go to church at Joel Osteen's church? No, you didn't. You watched other people doing it, didn't you? I've been there live. It's a different experience, and I can say I've actually been there. Watching it is not the same. Let's see. David goes on. He says, as a replacement or alternative to going to church, a bar is a poor substitute. However, as an alternative to not going to church, this would be a great alternative. Also, as CNN questioned or commented, it's a bar, a place full of sinners, the right place to watch a church service. Of course it is. Anywhere there are sinners is a great place to share the gospel, which leads to my next comment. Chris Roseborough actually reviewed one of the sermons from this church very recently on his radio program. It was not a gospel-filled biblical sermon. In light of that, I would say this is a bad idea and an awful use of technology. If it were an actual biblical Christian sermon, then yes, by all means, let's get it to as many people as possible. Thank you and God bless. But should we call it going to church? Eric says, I think the pastor should change his name and he could be the monk drunkie at the drunk monkey. Smart listeners, thank you very much. Scott in Illinois says, what's the difference between an LCMS congregation broadcasting their entire service live on the radio and listening to that service in a bar and what is going on here? The LCMS congregation wouldn't say that people listening on the radio are in church. No, they wouldn't. It would be dishonest to say that. But there are LCMS congregations and many other congregations of other denominations who are happy to count you if you're 25 miles away watching them be at church rather than being at church. Maybe it is about counting you. John in Colorado says, this reminds me of all the times the Pharisees, the scribes, and the others used the fact that Jesus went to where sinners are, ate, gathered, etc., as evidence that Jesus was not God. Jesus did more than just provide spoken overtures to sinners from a clean, comfortable synagogue. He went to them, he ate with them, he delivered the teachings of the good news to them because he was sent there for sinners. Given that, I have no problem them going to a bar to minister. What I don't agree with is the use of a live internet stream. It's not correct to assume that bellying up to the bar in your favorite watering hole to hear the word of God is equivalent to going to your local church to hear the same sermon, the same words, and the same hymns. How about going into that bar and inviting those folks to join you at church as a guest instead of trying to get an internet stream to do the work for you? It's an interesting way of looking at it. I agree with you. I don't think there's any problem with Christians going into bars to bear witness to the gospel of Christ, a preacher going in there if he wants to use the space on Sunday morning, provided that the barkeep agrees. if he wants to use it for a church service where he's actually there preaching to real people face to face the way Jesus did. Yeah, Jesus did that too. He didn't long distance his ministry to sinners. He went right there with them. Now, is it convenient to have an internet stream? Yes. Is it easier for everybody on both sides, on the one side of the camera and the other side of the camera? Sure it is. Is it unconventional? Wow. It was about 5 years ago. But is it church? Is it what Christ has commissioned to exist in the world? His body of believers, little congregations here and there, big congregations here and there, gathered, physically gathered, around his word, a word that is heard, around his sacraments, these physical elements that are given with the promise of Christ to forgive sins. There is something Gnostic about a church that is just an image on a screen. One might even wonder, so Gnostic it might not even be a church, regardless of what people call it. Today is the final day of April, and all month I've been telling you about our Issues Etc. book of the month. It's called The Church from Age to Age. It's a great history. I was going to call it a little history, but it isn't a little history. It's a big history, but it's all in one volume. It's a history from Galilee to global Christianity. It comes from Concordia Publishing House. Find out more at our website, issuesetc.org. It'll be up there one more day. Issuesetc.org. Look for The Church from Age to Age, or anytime. You don't have to wait. You don't even have to do it in April. Call Concordia Publishing House and order this book, The Church from Age to Age, A History. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk to Dr. Curtis Giese of Concordia University, Texas, about St. Philip and St. James. They'll be remembered tomorrow by the church. And we'll do the same with you, our listeners, tomorrow on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you tomorrow. Remember, Issues Etc. is no substitute for the real live church. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org. There's an app for that.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The Virtual Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.